Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Dancy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast, where we are exploring the hat of mentor. Today, I'm so overjoyed to introduce to you my friend Bethany from Girl Defined. We are so happy to have you, Bethany. We had your sister on the podcast last week, Kristen, and now I'm so pumped to get some time for you to share about what the Lord has done through the hat of mentor.
Oh, thank you. I know it's so fun that there are two of us. We do the same thing, but we're also two very different individuals. And we forget that sometimes, like, oh, we're two people. We're not just one girl defined. There are two of us.
Yes, I love that. So we heard from your amazing sister on how Kristen felt led to start Girl Defined with you. But I would love to hear a little bit from your side of the story about how you felt called by God to start investing into this next generation of women.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she shared all sorts of amazing things as well. But, you know, we both grew up in a family, a big family. I have four sisters, three brothers. So there's eight of us kids total. Wow. And so a lot of females around, you know, all the womanly things always growing up, even now, which is so fun and so amazing. But something that I, looking back, especially, I realized, like, wow, I had an incredible mom who was discipling and investing, which was amazing. I had sisters who were friends, and I was the older end, so they weren't so much mentoring me, but we were in it together. But, you know, growing up, there was always this thing missing. And looking back, I realized now that there was this lack of Titus 2 from my church, from other godly women who are just a little bit ahead, even girls who were just like 2 or 3 years older. We very much lived in our silos, in our own lives. There wasn't much pouring into one another. So Kristen and I, we both were very close in age. We grew up, graduated high school, and started noticing, like, all of us who had grown up in church, grown up, you know, in this Christian community, many of us even homeschooled, so many kind of went on to reject Christ altogether, to go on to live just very worldly lives, enter in relationships, trying to find identity within that or career, all these different things. And Kristen and I came to that point ourselves. I mean, I remember coming to a crossroads and thinking, like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to truly follow Jesus for myself? Or am I going to chase after the things that my heart's desires and the things that I think I can find worth in, you know, a relationship? I really wanted to get married. Also, just worldly success. I had opportunities to pursue modeling. And so I was like, maybe I'll go down that road. And I just look back and I'm like, you know, my mom, she was amazing. But sometimes for us as women, we want someone who's a little bit closer to our age to just say, hey, I'm following Jesus, follow Jesus with me. And we'd be like, you're cool. I want to learn. I want to do that, you know? But I really didn't have anyone like that in my life at that time. And I'm so grateful for my parents' intentional mentorship and putting other opportunities in my life. But I think that that turning point was a big struggle for me because I didn't really have much other Titus 2 in my life outside of my mom. By the grace of God, I did choose to really go after Jesus and follow him. And it's kind of at that point that Girl Defined began. And we saw this need, like, wow, we need to be discipling. Need to be Titus too. I'm not, you know, at that point I was in my mid, you know, 20s, and I'm like, I'm not that old, but there are women who are younger than me that might listen to me over someone that's 20 or 30 years down the road from them. We need it all. But I'm just saying, like, I could see the benefit of all of us looking down and saying, hey, I'm following Jesus. Come with me. I'll take you to the Word. Let's go there. I'll answer your questions. I'm, you know, trying to get married too. I can tell you about dating. I can, you know, let's talk about this. And so this passion grew inside of us, and we were like, you know, what if we start a ministry where we can start talking about these things in this age of social media, encourage women to follow Jesus, to let them know this isn't the, you know, there are people doing this. You're not the only one. And then through that, really equip and encourage people to get into their local churches, look around in their communities, find mentors, mentor others. So that's kind of how it all started. And here we are about 8 years later from the point of it starting, still doing the same thing and just as passionate as ever about mentorship and the need for this. So when you said, let's talk about mentorship, I'm like, yes, we need to talk about this. So thank you for having me on. I'm so pumped just to get to talk about this aspect of, you know, our Christian walk.
Well, I'm just so excited. I'm thrilled of what you're doing, because whether that be that we are mentoring and investing in one young woman, or we have a widespread platform through social media, we have an opportunity to speak into some really hard issues.
Yes.
And to walk alongside young women who are so often, like you're saying, are being defined by the world and what the enemy wants us to believe about ourselves, and reminding them, this is who God says that you are.
Yes.
If anyone's listening and you are interested in checking out Girl Defined, I want to encourage you real fast that you can check out their website at girldefined.com. You can also go to their Instagram at girldefined. And you have a really special Instagram account, Bethany. It's called at Single Girl Meditations. Can you tell us real fast just a little bit about what you do there?
Yes, you mentioned it. I'm like, wait, what do I have? I have something special.
You do. You have something very special.
Yes. So that's still up and running. It's just a passion of mine. You know, I got married at 30. My dream was to get married at like 21, you know? So for me, that like decade of waiting, thinking like, this is my purpose. This is what I'm supposed to do. And God really having to work on my heart and help me to see, you know, that my purpose is to live for him. And if my circumstances change and I get married, wonderful. I'll still be living for him though. And so that was a big learning process for me. And so I just have a passion for helping single women, because I know, just like you, it can be such a hard time, and it can feel so out of our control. Like, I'm doing all the right things, God. Why aren't you bringing that amazing guy along? Like, I'm going to every conference. I'm in the singles group, and he is just not there. And I've been there where I feel like I'm in the desert lands, and I'm like, I'm a friendly person. What's the problem? You know? So Single Girl Meditations is an account that I started, and I'm still getting it going, still kind of figuring it out. But it's just a place where I want single women to have specific encouragement for their season, to know how to trust God in singleness, to know how to thrive in singleness. So if you are in that stage, definitely go follow my Instagram account at Single Girl Meditations. And you can really be a part of this as we start and build this community and encourage others. Because I think that, you know, single women can sometimes be overlooked within the church. And it's like, where's my place? Where do I belong? So this is just a place for us to gather as a community and learn how to follow Christ in that specific season.
I love that. So if you're needing mentorship and encouragement in your singleness, that is an amazing opportunity to go get invested in. And you also have a brand new book called Not Part of the Plan, Trusting God with the Twists and Turns of Your Story. I love that. And I love too that not only do you provide Instagram and Facebook posts, as well as blogs on your website, but you have a YouTube channel that shares videos. And I love you girls. You crack me up. So why don't we dive in now, Bethany? Thanks for sharing a little bit about yourself and about just your ministry as a whole and investing in women. I love it. I love it. And I'm so happy that you're here and that you are teaching us something new. So I want to hear from you on, why is mentorship so important for Christian women today?
I mean, obviously we know because the Bible specifically talks about it in Titus 2, and we just see his design for the church and for us to be in that community and in that fellowship. And so we know scripturally, we could dig into that and see, okay, God specifically talks about older women teaching younger women how to be kind, self-controlled, love their husbands, keepers of the home, things that are, you know, very much not appreciated in our modern society. So just on a general level, we see like, wow, this is a specific command in scripture for older women to be teaching younger women. So basically to be mentoring, to show them how to follow Jesus, to help them to develop qualities that do not come naturally to us. And I like to think of it really as something, you know, very simple, because you think, okay, like, why is mentorship so important? That sounds, you know, great, but this sounds big and confusing. So just to break it down, when you hear like, okay, Titus 2, you see older women should be teaching younger women. What exactly does that look like? I mean, it can be something as simple as going to coffee with another woman who is just spiritually, she doesn't even have to be older than you necessarily. She could be spiritually more mature than you. She could be older than you, but she's basically just pouring into you and saying, hey, I want to follow Jesus, and I want to show you in the word how to follow him. That relationship that you're going through, let's talk about it biblically. Let's work through that. So it doesn't have to be super big and scary. It could be something as simple as coffee. But I just want to tell you, like, in my own life, when I got brave by the grace of God and said, okay, I know mentorship is so important. I know discipleship. I see in Titus 2 that it's so important. And at this point, I had been really investing into other women, but I was afraid to reach out and try to find someone to invest into me. I was scared. Like, how, I don't want to do this. You know, like it sounds all good when I'm in control and I can try to reach out and say, hey, let me help you. But to actually reach out and say, you help me, that sounded scary. But I said, you know what? Like Titus 2 is so clear that older women need to be mentoring younger women. And I'm not going to sit around and wait for an older woman to come and say, hey, let me mentor you. That could happen, but it might not. And so I had to take some initiative. And it was scary when I took that first step of asking a godly older woman to meet with me on a regular basis. I was really blessed for the first, you know, the first time I asked her, she prayed about it. And then she said, yes, I know that's not always the case. It might not be the right fit at first, but I have been so encouraged, so challenged, just so my eyes opened to the word of God in fresh and new ways by sitting under the mentorship of a godly older woman. And so just from personal experience, having seen how Titus 2 can be such a blessing on the giving end as well as the receiving end, makes so much sense why God put that in scripture, because it is so beneficial for us. And we, you know, we are just our own finite brains and minds. And we like to see things through our perspective and give ourselves the benefit of the doubt, or, you know, get, you know, in our own little bubble. So having a godly woman on the outside who can reach in and give us some clarity and help us to see lies we're believing or ways we need encouragement or ways we're misinterpreting scripture, it is such a huge blessing. So I'm so grateful that God gave us Titus 2 just as an encouragement and an exhortation to say, hey, you can't do this life on your own. You need to be giving and you need someone giving into you. I think I wish every single woman listening could, you know, be giving and being and receiving. I know that's not always the case, but in my perfect world, you know, if I could snap my fingers, I see the benefit of God's design so much and the value of it that I wish I could, you know, make this reality in every woman's life.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The women that have taken time to invest in me, whether, like you're saying, it'd be very casual,
yeah,
and we just get lunch or coffee, or it be more of a study with a book or going through something in the Bible, however that looked, just to know that I had them in my life, or that I currently, honestly, I still have a mentor, have them in my life. It's just such a motivator to me. Keep going. They've been there.
Yes.
You know, they can speak wisdom in areas that are new. They can walk alongside of you in really hard things. And they can also spur you on as the Lord places new dreams in your heart. And I could not trade mentorship for the world. I just think there's nothing like being discipled and discipling others and seeing the impact that just caring, just taking a small amount of time to dedicate to another person, another woman, and letting her know that she is loved by God in such a way of saying, I value you. Like I have felt so valued by mentors who have said, I'm choosing this with you because I see a need, and I see, like, they saw a joy and that there's this bond unlike any other.
It's so really beautiful. True. Well, and that's such a beautiful way to put it. You know, I think in our day, we are so busy, and we've all, especially after the last few years, I think we've all kind of gotten even more into our own bubbles, and it can feel scary to, like, just have those conversations, or even just to invite someone to coffee, or just to have someone over to your house, or, you know, if you're younger, just to, like, you know, plan a get together with a few girls. It can feel really intimidating and really scary. But I think it's so important, like you're saying, to be intentional, whether you are someone who needs to reach out and start mentoring others, or it's you're saying, I know I need to ask someone to meet with me, you know, once a week or once a month, whatever it looks like, over Zoom, in person, however you can make it happen. I think that God created us to be in fellowship with one another, ultimately to have a relationship with God, but then he gave us the body of Christ. And I think that when we just live in our own little bubbles, in our own little circles, we can get disoriented and confused. And even like you're saying, just get so down and discouraged because we don't have that encouragement from other godly women. So just even on a basic level, to help us thrive more in the, you know, the families, the churches, the communities that God has given us, I think that mentorship can help us to serve Christ even better. So I just love the way that you put that. It's so beautiful and helps me to see the need. Like, this is just like on a thriving level for Christ. We need this.
Yes. Yes. And I love that you continued to mention the word initiate, because a few weeks ago we talked about friendships, wearing the hat of friendship, and how so much of that is somebody's got to initiate for a relationship to begin. And it's the same in mentorship. If we just sit back and expect God to drop a mentor on our front door, like, we're going to miss out. And so being afraid, if you're listening and you feel a desire to mentor others, or you feel a desire to be mentored, or both, taking the first steps, because you get to be as involved as you want to of what God is doing.
Mm.
So I love that you mentioned that. So how have you worn this hat in investing in younger women? And what would you say are some practical tips to those who are pouring into the next generation?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be totally upfront and honest. Like, I have not been doing this my whole life. It really wasn't until I was probably in my early 20s that I really finally realized the, like, need for this. And I think it was through my own life experiences of seeing, like, wow, I knew other godly women who were a few years ahead of me, even many years ahead of me. And I didn't understand that I could have reached out. And it made me sad that even though there were these women I so looked up to, that none of them really took initiative to ever reach out and say, hey, let's grab coffee, or how can I pour into you, or what's going on with your relationships? I noticed you just went through a breakup, or whatever it is. As a young woman, my mind is blown by how helpful that would have been, you know? And so I'm like, so it was when I reached my early 20s that I realized, wow, I need to be doing this very same thing that I wanted, you know? And so for me, it was actually, for many of the girls that I have mentored over the years now, because I've probably been mentoring girls for like probably 8 years now on and off in different capacities. But for many of them, I've reached out because I know how scary it is to say, like, look at someone older and say, hey, will you mentor me? So I've been actually the one to reach out to younger women. So I want to encourage you, if you are someone who wants to mentor, you don't have to wait for people to come to you. You can actually take initiative. And so for me, it might look like not saying, like, putting a big label on it initially, like, hey, I would like to mentor you. I have all the wisdom, and come to me, you know, like this big scary thing. I would just say, hey, like, I found this really great book. Would you like to get together and we could, you know, talk about it, maybe grab, you know, go out to coffee or ice cream or whatever you like to do, come over to my house, whatever you're able to do. Why don't we get together and we could talk about it once every 2 weeks? And I have done that with many younger women. You know, we'll work through one book and then I'll see, kind of feel things out, and maybe work through another. And the relationship just blossoms and grows from there. They build trust. We get to see, like, personalities, what works well for them. Do they want more formal, like, mentorship in their life? And I can start to kind of develop that as the relationship goes on. But there have been others who have come to me and said, hey, I would love to be in, like, a formal mentorship relationship with you. And something that I would encourage, if you are in the place of being a mentor, is always get clarity at the beginning, because I have had young women who have wanted something a little bit more casual, like, hey, I just want to read a book together, and that's kind of like what I want. And then I have had others who, they want the accountability, they want me asking them hard questions, they want me keeping them accountable for scripture memory and Bible reading, and they want me asking them, you know, like, accountability in their relationship, you know, just making sure that they're honoring each other, her and her boyfriend, all of that. So I've had the spectrum, but if I don't get clarity in the beginning, then it can be really confusing. Am I doing a level 10 mentorship, or am I doing a level 2 mentorship? What am I doing here? So I encourage you to, whether it's in person or sending an email or a text, I feel like sometimes that helps, because it gives your mentee, the girl who's wanting to be mentored by you, some time to think, like, what am I looking for? Do I just want to work through a book and have conversation and for this to be more casual? Or do I want something really, you know, much more formal and kind of a little bit more serious, where I know she's going to ask me hard questions, I know she's going to keep me accountable? So give your mentee the opportunity to think through, what is she looking for? For most of them, for me, when I give them the options, most of them in my circumstances have come back and said, actually, I really love more intentional mentorship. And they, through the process of discussing it, they've learned even what mentorship can look like. Oftentimes when we first talk about it, like, hey, let's, you know, enter into this mentorship relationship, they don't even know what it is. So you can disciple them just by asking basic questions like, hey, do you want me to ask you hard questions? Do you want me to keep you accountable? Do you want me to keep you accountable to reading the word? Do you want us to do like a Bible study where we're actually opening up the word and digging into specific passages? Do you just want to read through a book? What sounds good to you? I would love to come alongside you and love you and serve you and encourage you, but I really want to do it in a way that's best for you. So in this season of life, with what you're going through, what would be best for you? And you're able to actually build kind of a system from there. So don't be overwhelmed if you feel like this is so big and scary. You can break it up. Start small, or, you know, give them the option to go bigger. And, you know, through that communication back and forth, I think you'll land in a place that feels right for that relationship.
I love that. And I love that as you're mentioning that, it reminds us not every girl or every woman is the same or exactly needs the same thing in a certain season. And so if we just have this cookie cutter of this is how I'm going to wear the hat of mentor and this is how it looks every time, then we're really missing out on figuring out what is best for that individual.
So true.
And so I love that. And I think even as we process our own hearts and our own seasons of life, what are we looking for right now? What do we need? Because that can change depending on what season of life you're in.
It's so true.
And so being aware of, you know, what we would need from a mentor or what we would want to invest in someone else and how we can guide them. And something I've learned that's really been helpful in college ministry is just with students, like, you can always just start meeting with them, give it a couple weeks, do something very basic, see how it goes. You know, you're never tied down, but then give them the option and say after that short span of, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, hey, I would really love to keep meeting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to enter into more of a discipleship mentor opportunity? And most of the time, if not all the time, they do say yes.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can really establish. So if someone's listening and you feel very just inadequate or not sure if the girl really will want to, you can't really get a vibe. You can always just start slow. And so I love that you shared about different options, seeing where that person is at, knowing how can I meet a need in their life? How can I be there to pray for them? Prayer is huge in mentorship.
Yes.
How can I point them to God's word? What's
yes
going to be most effective for this person in their life right now at this moment?
Mm-hmm.
So I love your intentionality with that, because I do think it can be a daunting word and people can get nervous about the label. So you don't even have to say mentor. If you're listening, you can just show up, just say, hey,
exactly,
I'd love to invest in your life and encourage you. You don't have to use heavy labels if that's scary to you, but just
it's so true
stepping in faith and walking with God in that.
Mm-hmm.
It will be blessed.
Yes. And you will be sanctified in the process.
Yes.
You know, like
both of us.
Yes. Both of you will. We actually, I want to mention this because I know a lot of times when we have conversations about mentorship, sometimes, you know, we always encourage, like, start praying right away. But sometimes people want to take a step like today. They're like, okay, what can I do? Kristen and I, because of this, actually a few years ago, created this course. We call it the Girl Defined Mentorship Course. And it's 8 weeks long and it's all online. So we created, it has a ton of videos. It has homework. It's very intentional. It takes you from like A to Z. And it, you know, starts with everything from really knowing how to dig into God's word, understand your identity. And then we finish with how to mentor someone and how to find a mentor. So if you're like, I would love to jump in right now, either being mentored or going through a course to help me equip to mentor someone else, I encourage you to jump into this course. You can find it at girldefined.com. And you'll just see a tab on our page for mentorship. But this might be a great place if you're like, I want to start today. Like, I'm pumped to either get a mentor in my life or to start mentoring. This could kind of be like a jumping ground to help you figure out how to make that happen in your real life relationships. Cause that's the goal for us through this course, is to help you figure out how to make this a reality, you know, with the people around you, how to go about asking, how to mentor. So that's kind of a deeper dive to this conversation.
I love that. And we'll link that in our episode so that you can easily find it and try out this course. Go ahead, get started. We encourage you. We are excited about how God wants to use you. If you are listening and Christ has rescued you, if he has saved your heart, you have something to offer. So please
Amen.
Know you don't have to be on a stage teaching or anywhere fancy to be influential. It is truly in those small, seemingly small moments of meeting with someone else and showing them that Christ
yes
loves them that makes such a difference in this world. Bethany, what would you say to someone who wants to find a mentor but doesn't really know how?
Mm-hmm. That's a hard place to be, you know, when you're like, I see the need, like, I would like this, but I'm not exactly sure what to do and where to go. I mean, first and foremost, I think we start praying and sharing that desire with God and saying, God, I would love to have a godly woman in my life to meet with, to talk with. Like, this sounds amazing. Can you please provide someone? And so start praying about it. My next encouragement would be to make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church and that you're involved. I know after the last 2 years, it's been kind of hard. A lot of us have done virtual, you know, church virtually. But for a lot of us, we do feel comfortable getting plugged in and being back in person, but we just haven't really taken that step. So I want to make sure that you are in a good Bible believing church and you are not just showing up on Sunday, but you're getting involved, you're serving, you're, you know, if it's awkward, you're like, I don't know anyone, like, push through the awkward, you know, it's so important. And I think the best place to find a mentor would be someone within your church. So if you're not really involved in church, it's going to be hard to know. And then just start talking about it. You know, if you know one woman where you're like, she seems like a godly woman, say, hey, I am looking for a godly mentor. Can you pray about this with me? Can you let me know if you know anyone who could be a good fit? Start telling anyone that you know that might know someone. It doesn't have to be, you know, a mentor doesn't have to be someone that you already have a relationship with. It can, or it could be a recommendation that somebody's like, hey, I know this amazing godly woman. She would love to meet with you. Let's get this started, you know? So start talking about it. And then I would just say, you know, don't wait for years on end. You know, start praying about it. Look in your local church, start spreading the word to godly women that you know, or even friends. You can even ask your pastor, say, hey, this is what I'm, you know, this is what I'm hoping for and praying for. Do you know anyone? Or can you ask your wife or whoever, like, can you help me with this? You know, don't keep it to yourself. And then when you have a recommendation or God puts someone on your mind, take those steps of courage, you know, and it could be something as simple as a text, like, hey, here's the desire of my heart. Would you pray about, you know, meeting with me? And just, you know, we can keep it casual at first, or if you're comfortable being more intentional, that's great. But I would just love to get together with you weekly or biweekly, just to talk about life and just to grow in my faith as a Christian. Give them an opportunity to think and pray about it. And then, you know, if they say yes, awesome. And if they say no, don't get discouraged. Just know that's not the right timing and it's not the right fit. And it's okay. Move on to the next one. But I think we have to simplify it and just say, okay, it's praying about it, it's looking in the church, it's spreading the word. And then as soon as there's an opportunity, I'm going to jump on it. And just because you start mentoring with someone doesn't mean that you are locked in for like the rest of your life. You know, it could be six months where you're like, wow, this has been great. But just like you said, seasons could change, life could change, they could move. And you're like, I think I need something different. I know girls who have had a mentor when they're single, and then they've gone to getting into a serious relationship. And they felt like, I kind of want to be with someone who's been married for a longer amount of time, maybe has kids, because I really have questions about that. So they've switched mentors to be with someone who better fits their season. So just know there can be a lot of flexibility. It's not like a marriage where you're in this commitment for life. You know, it's just how can we encourage one another in the season that we're in? And it may change and seasons may change, and that's okay. But I think just starting and getting comfortable, getting used to it, is a really, you know, really great. And you'll learn so much through the process. But just know it's scary. When I asked the first time I asked someone to mentor me, I was not like, you know, oh, I'm just, you know, running in here and I'm so bold and brave. I was a little intimidated and I felt scared. Like, what if she says no? Or what if she, you know, thinks I'm weird, or I don't know. But for me, it was a godly woman. She was actually, the church that I was going to at the time, it was the pastor's wife. And we just kind of had connected over some different things. And I thought, okay, why don't I just ask her? So we were in person, actually, which is pretty intimidating for me. And we got talking, and then I said, hey, here's what I've been praying about. Here's what I'm thinking about. Would you pray about this? I didn't ask her to make a decision on the spot. I just said, would you pray about this? So she said she would, you know, she was so honored that I would ask her. And she said she'd talk about it with her husband. She would pray about it. And then she texted me a few days later and said that she would love to meet. So we started meeting every other week. And I met with her, you know, until she ended up moving away. But we, you know, I mentored with her for probably a year and a half before she moved away and I needed to find a new one. But, you know, it was scary, but it worked out. So I just want to encourage you to, you know, do it scared and you'll learn a lot along the way, and you'll be able to help other girls in the process one day through your own experiences.
On the flip side, what would you say to someone who wants to be a mentor but doesn't know how to get started?
Mm-hmm. I think the easiest way to get started is to start small. And I love how you encourage that. Like, it doesn't have to be this big and fancy. You know, Kristen and I, with the books that we've written, Girl Defined, Love Defined, Sex, Purity, and the Longings of a Girl's Heart, you know, our newest book, Not Part of the Plan, we've been very intentional to write these books in a way that a mentor could use it to disciple another woman. So every book has a free study guide at the end, and Not Part of the Plan, we're very intentional to make the study guide a lot more in depth. So if you are a mentor and you're like, hey, I'd like to get started, or I'm not a mentor, but I'd like to get started in this, start with something simple, like one of our books, like Not Part of the Plan, or, you know, start with the basics, Girl Defined, All About God's Design for Womanhood. Or if you're wanting to disciple someone who's single or in the dating phase, you know, our book Love Defined would be perfect for that. And basically just say, hey, whether it's with one girl, or maybe you're like, I want to start with maybe like two or three just for conversation, I kind of want to get comfortable, do that, you know, invite two or three girls and say, hey, what if we get together, you know, at my house or at Starbucks or wherever you want to go, and we just meet up, whether it's every week or every other week, and we read a chapter or two chapters at a time, and we just work through the questions, and you just kind of facilitate it, and you build relationships from there. So honestly, that would be my biggest encouragement, is to start with something like that, and then kind of grow in your confidence, grow in figuring out what works best, build those relationships, and then you can kind of take it more intentional from there. But I personally think that's the easiest way to start.
I love that. And I think it's really doable for someone who might feel like they don't have as much time to offer in a week, but they might see such a need of multiple young women who need investment. And something I've found helpful is sometimes I do meet with multiples for discipleship, mentorship, and it is just as effective. It's really sweet. It's conversational. So there's not a one size fits all for mentoring, like we've been saying, but just stepping into whatever that looks like for you, wherever you see a need and feel God's pull from the Holy Spirit on your life. It's so worth it. Just step in, take that first step and see what God does. If it's a no, then there'll be a yes later.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more.
Throughout scripture, we have seen this modeled with Paul and Timothy, like you're saying in Titus 2, there are so many different ways that people invested in the next generation and God invested in from those ahead of them. And there is just a beauty of it. I've been doing in the Old Testament where Moses is about to pass the torch to Joshua.
Yes.
You know, if we neglect passing the torch, this next generation is not going to have the equipping that that we have had possibly. And if you feel like you've not been met in that area, then reach out to someone to invest in you, because there is nothing quite like it. And just the beauty and the gift of true sisterhood is, it's just such a blessing. And we just like a lot of things that the Lord has given us opportunities, we get to say yes to them. And there is such a blessing and such a spiritual strengthening in knowing that we are not alone. So Bethany, thank you for taking time to share a little bit about the Hat of Mentorship. It's been such a joy to have you on the show and to hear your thoughts on what it looks like to do life alongside of other women of different ages and in different seasons of our own lives. And like we were saying today, we just hope that you know that there's nothing that disqualifies you from the gift of being a part of a mentorship relationship. So seek after it, whether you're looking for a mentor or you're desiring to mentor others, and living out those Titus 2 types of sisterhood relationships in the body of Christ. And I love to, you mentioned church. If you're not plugged into a local church, it's going to be possibly harder to find these women. And so we want to encourage you to find a healthy Bible-believing church in your area to get to know women who could be these types of mentors to you, or to get to know younger people who could be mentored by you. Thanks for being on the show, Bethany. We are so thankful for Girl Defined. If you, again, want to check out, we'll have the links to their website and their social media and their new book. And we just are so thankful for the mentorship materials that you are providing to this next generation of women, speaking truth and love and sharing the gospel to the world.
Thank you. It's been such an honor to be on with you.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.